Yo, party peoples, what's up? It's your boy Ace the Face, Aristotle, in the place, and I'm here to say welcome to season two of Opinions and Assholes. Clap it
season
up.
Two, baby.
Clap it up.
Y'all know what it
Jesus,
is.
Let's do it. Hey. I got my man to the right of me, Bino. Say what up, yo.
What's going on, people? Backwoods only.
Backwoods only, you already know. Then I got my man Stu Pipes. Paul, Paul, Paul.
Oh, shit.
You. What's cracking, nigga, man? My fault. Ninjas, my brothers. What's going on with y'all, man? How y'all brothers feeling, man? Season two, y'all ready?
I'm ready, man. You ready?
Man, you think they ready?
How you doing, Stu? You feeling it? You ready?
We in the place to be, you know?
In the place to be, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, coming in season two, we're going to switch it up a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna take good vibes. We gonna hit the sky, get high. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of get high, yo. I was really reminiscing one day. I was just smoking the Dutch, like, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, we're 420 friendly. And I'm like, yo, when did I first start smoking weed? I had to go back to it. It's like, because now when I do it, I be needing this shit. Like, you know, you wake up in the morning, it's like, all right, what a Dutch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, when did I first start in wild? Like, I remember I was in high school. Matter of fact, I was just about to go to high school. I was in, like, eighth grade. I was with my older sis. Shout out, sis. You know what's up. Everybody know the story already. But, like, listen, nonetheless, we out here, man. We chilling. I'm blowing. And I ain't like it at first because I felt it was too much. I'm like, yo, hold on. All right, hold on. I'm sleepy. I'm hungry. Mom is going to kill me when I get in the house because I know I look different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm thinking all this other extra shit. Everything was funny. But then, like, 4 years later, senior year in high school, I'm chilling my mans and them. And I does it again. And this time, I don't know, I must have acquired some traumatic shit, because this time, that shit blew my mind. I was like, yo, I ate so much chicken, that chicken was so salty, y'all.
No, you don't eat that shit anyway.
Bro, all right, I mean, that's not the point. Anyway, like, yo, I ate so much chicken that day, bro. I ate so many chips. I went to my brother's house, I smoked again. I got in my mom's crib, and I crashed, nigga. Like, I was gone. I woke up the very next day, like, yo. I gotta do that again. Nah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, spoken like a true addict.
Yeah, I gotta do that again. But nah, real shit, dog. Yo, weed is great. I love that shit.
Yes, it is.
Shit. So when was y'all first done? Like, when, if y'all mommy asked shit, when did y'all first start? Because I was late, dog. I keep it a buck.
Like, every time I And tell how you, did you react to it?
I was late. How did I react to what?
Alright. How did you... Alright, matter of fact, I'm gonna go first before you, cuz. When I first got high, I was 12.
Shit.
Damn.
See? I just
of
said
course,
that shit.
Of course, of course, of course, I snuck.
Okay.
And I was with older people. I was never with my age group.
Right.
I was with a couple of my, you know, at that time, real big homies. I was with a couple of them. RIP my big cousin, Just. Long live Big Just.
Rest in peace, bro.
I was 12, man, in the park at Papa's Playground. Shout out to Papa's.
What's that, Southwest?
Oh. Why are you disrespectful? West Philly, born and raised, boy. Bad, bro. This ain't Will Smith.
I was thinking the Gary Papa's
this
Park.
This is.
Now, my bad, no, Will Smith ain't from this side. But anyway, we had Papa's Playground, sitting on the bleachers. And the first time I got high, I was in a cypher.
Nice.
And it was like 6, 7 Dutches, chocolate Dutches, and it was only 4 people, me being one of the 4. Needless to say, I was high as a giraffe ass.
Ooh. Yeah, you was up there.
I took my little ass. 7 Dutches, 4 people. I cannot make this shit up. I went to the store, grabbed the cheesesteak, ate half of that motherfucker, threw up. And died on my mother's couch.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Died.
That sounds like when I first started drinking.
Woke up later that night and said, you know what? That wasn't that bad. I'm just not going to smoke as much next time.
That wasn't
there,
half bad.
And from there, I was just smoking.
Oh, man, Stu. Come on.
Well, I can't say I had the same positive reaction at the end.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
My first time, but... you know.
He's like, I wasn't supposed to know. I wasn't supposed to know.
My
that.
OG, who's my triple OG, my big brother, he took me out to smoke weed because he was a, you know, long time.
Long live big cuz.
Long time pot smoker. And he just would not let me smoke with anybody else but him first.
Schooled you to the game.
Just put me on. He ain't want me smoking with no goofballs out there smoking that crazy gas or whatever that is, that mm-hmm. that wacky weed back then.
Wacky tobacco.
As they would call it, whatever.
Wakata.
Oh, you talking about that doobie, right?
That Wiggles.
Oh.
For those who don't know what that is, that's wet and bombing fluid.
I thought y'all was talking about K2.
Back then, you know what I mean?
K2 wasn't out at that time.
Oh, yeah, nigga, okay.
Yeah, back then, niggas was smoking on what they call Arizona. That's what they used to call live.
That's best Reginald.
That's what they used to call live.
That was high quality.
Oh, my. That's that high quality Reginald.
That high quality Reg.
God damn.
He used to be like... He used to be like, yeah, young
some
boy.
Zona right now, nigga.
Yeah, young boy, you don't know nothing about this. All that dumbass shit. All that dumbass shit. Because I really didn't then. Shit. So we get outside. We on the porch. I watched him roll it. He used to roll in, what's that, vanilla.
The vanilla
Dutchess. Ooh, the big Johns. Yeah.
The big vanilla Dutchess back then.
Yeah, that's definitely my cousin, man.
Used to take the little cancer strip out, peel it paper back, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And I used to think, like, yo, all that fucking saliva on the blunt, nigga. Like, yo.
B was always a picky motherfucker.
Yo, like,
I tell you.
I used to all that spit my head on the too, blunt. But now, you know what I mean, as somebody that avidly rolls and enjoys the process of rolling weed, because, yeah. like, I ain't really into that just smoking to get all fucked up and high. Like, no. I'm in the process of relaxing my body, yeah. knowing that this is the physical, you know, euphoria that I'm looking for just to kind of bring me down to, from a level of tension.
Roll but matters.
To my story, like, you know, I wasn't, I didn't smoke weed for real. I wasn't key on it. I didn't think of it in a positive light. But my brother, he just wanted me to be prepared. And he kind of like, not forced it on me, but mm-hmm. made it happen. So, we listening to Tyrese, Sweet Lady on.
Sweet Lady.
Big cuz always let them slow jam.
Sweet love. My bad.
And I'm staring and singing, you know what I mean? Shit. But I'm staring down at the screen of this iPad. And then the album cover just pixelated. So I'm like,
lights out.
You know, I'm like, oh, man, now. But I'm trying to play it cool because he right there. You know what I mean? And he's cooler than a cucumber. He was smoking whatever. You know what I mean? And it's cold as a bitch. So I don't want to act like no bitch. But I'm like easing my way to the door. You know what I'm saying? Leaning up against the wall. Like trying to give him the signs like, yo, I'm too high. And he looked, and then he smiled, grinning with his dumb ass. Can't even see because his eyes so fucking tight.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what? Looking at this man. All right. So he finally, like, escort me in the house because now I'm high. I'm stumbling. And now he don't want to get in trouble because, you know, our mom upstairs. So now he making something to eat, trying to bring me back to life. And I die on the living room floor.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
It's something about that living room, man.
It's something about that living room floor, man.
Dog, yo, I got a question, yo. Yo, real. This is just like a little sidebar. Is it me or do you get higher when you're amongst company versus than when you smoke by yourself? Because when I smoke by myself, I'll smoke an L, I'll put it out, and then... I'm like, all right, I got to smoke it. I smoke an L, and I smoke it, and I put it out. But then when I'm with, it either be one or two more people, I smoke the Dutch, and all of a sudden, that shit hit me like a Tyson joint. Like, and I'd be like, yo, I'm smacked. And it's like, yo, is it because I got to go home, and I know I'm tired, and my body's telling me I'm fried? Or is it just because, you know, good company bring better vibes, so, like, the shit hits you different. Is that just me, or no?
don't know, because I be high as shit regardless.
I can attest to that. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, as a man, like I said, I enjoy the processes of rolling a blunt and smoking it, like, by myself. I don't give a fuck if a nigga there or not. But, like, I can say in moments where, like, I'm chilling with my homies, preferably, you know, y'all.
Right.
It's not a, real large group. I do tend to get, like, a little higher. I feel like I do get smacked. But that could be because there are more blunts going around. But then again, you know, I tend to face a lot of blunts.
But, right. Yes. That's so the crazy part.
I argue
my tolerance ain't low.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? That should be crazy, dog.
That's probably the social atmosphere. You could be smoking some different weed. You got to take a lot of different variables into account.
Yeah.
Those are, you know what? The high thoughts.
The high thoughts. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's real rap. Yo, okay. Yo, them high thoughts, dog.
With that being said,
yeah.
I want to ask you guys this question. I want to ask this question.
Let's get it. What's cracking?
What was the best weed you ever smoked?
Ooh.
By name. By name.
Of course. All right,
wait a minute.
I want your top three.
My top three. All right, one, I had Girl Scout cookies. Okay. Automatically. That's AK-47. Okay. That's one of the best ones I had. Top. And it was this shit called Northern Lights. Those are my top three.
Okay. Yeah, what about you, cuz?
All three of those strains.
Okay, what about you, cuz?
Well, I can agree with that Afghan Kush or AK-47.
Yes, that Afghan.
As he says. Like, I never really wanted to discuss, God, like, weed smoke, but I guess so. You know, like,
God.
I keep trying to tell people, like, as business professionals, you can't really, you know, think. But we're here now.
I mean, but at the end of the day, nowadays, it's 2020. Weed is a business.
Yes.
This is not any taboo now.
But you guys, do you not understand that we live in the state of Pennsylvania?
Okay.
Where it's almost legal. Did you know that?
But it's dispensaries across the bridge.
I'm tired of arguing with y'all niggas about this shit. Now y'all got me in my bag.
Like, oh, shit.
Almost only counts in horseshoes. Right. But we here now, so let's get to it.
How about this? Them cops that you worrying about, they smoke bud, too.
Yeah, I already know.
And they fans of this podcast also.
So, listen, so. I'm not worried about the law so much as just being...
I got you, bro.
In the right
light. I understand, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But let me get back to this Afghan Kush that we were talking about. That's top five. Listen, I'm conflicted. I can't. You gotta fuck with me though. So look, Afghan Kush is probably the best weed.
Oh my god.
Listen, I will put that on everything.
Your first one.
Hold on. There's a purpose of smoking Afghan Kush. Like, listen, this shit tastes like cream cheese and butter when you light it.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, what?
Like, I'm familiar with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm familiar with
Afghan. If you know what Afghan Kush tastes like, and it's a nice even bake. And then when you smoke it, like, that's how you know you got it. Like, no, everybody can tell you, like, oh, I got this. Listen. I only know once I smoke it. It can smell like it, but you will know.
Once you smoke it.
Like, that sounds like some fiend shit, but
So what's number two?
Number two would be something called Luke Skywalker.
Never had that.
Luke Skywalker was, yo, I smoked all this in college. You know what I'm saying? I smoked a bunch of different strains in college. But Luke Skywalker, it's like a real pungent orange. Like, yeah,
sounds citrusy.
It is, man.
Once you say pungent, I automatically think citrusy. It, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it changes. It'll change you. You know, it's got a real upper high. You know what I mean? It makes you want to do lots of shit.
Oh, that's
lots of shit. It's like Ritalin, and what's that other stuff? Adderall, in one smoke.
God damn, Ritalin, Adderall in a blunt.
Pretty good.
Now what's that third one, dog? Hit
that,
number three.
That third one. I have to bring it in on some top grade White Widow.
I was just about to ask if anybody ever smoked that shit. God damn.
White Widow, it's the most powerful weed that I've smoked. It's not like it's not a high that I smoke every day. It's like a I'm going to go party with the homies and I need to stay up.
Facts.
And it's going to make me paranoid afterwards so that I can get to what I got to do afterwards. The mission, impossible. In
college.
Plus that 10, 007, fucking, if you know what I mean. My homies in a row. Swing that, Batman.
She's on it, bro. No, we got blood. Go to you. Don't take.
Talk
about weed. Don't.
I'll say my top three. I smoked a lot of weed, man. Yeah, man. Like I smoked a lot. Oh no! Of wait, weed.
Can I take that back?
Oh damn, we just
because I forgot.
I'll get to mine in a minute. You take yours back,
guys. I apologize. I gotta stamp that because
I don't even know how to make this.
If you from Philly. You smoke this.
I know my cut. I know what he about to say. I know what he about to say. He about to say sour D.
Like, and if...
It's sour D.
It's sour D, man.
What the fuck I say? I know my boy. I know my boy. And you know why he do that? You see?
This motherfucker... The white widow guy come off the list.
See, the motherfucker...
And replace it with the sour D because... I'm from Philly,
never
B.
Front on sour
see,
D, B.
See people, our listeners. See, as I was saying before in season one, this is my cousin, and we tend to steal each other's thoughts. I'm gonna say to water that down. This simple Simon motherfucker knew I was gonna say that.
No,
that's
I
why
didn't.
He did what he did.
I just was but like, hold.
I'm gonna go to my top three. I'm gonna say
I had to go positive experience. So you gotta give me that.
Yes, okay. I'll give you
White
that.
Widow is not a positive experience for me. I'll give every you time that. I smoke White Widow, bro, I want to jump over the couch like I've been watching Chucky.
I was in college doing dumb shit.
Okay, I'm going to say my top three. Well, of course, as I said, I smoked a lot of weed, but I'm a Philly guy at the end of the day, man. I got to put my Sour Diesel at the top. Official Sour Diesel?
Stamp.
Official Sour Diesel will always be the best to me. I'm sorry.
I'm going to give a story as soon as you...
And I had plenty better other weeds, but that's the weed I started with. So that's the weed I will always come... They don't grow official sour diesel no more. That's why you will never find it. That's why the shit that they say sour diesel now smoke like a cactus.
What?
That shit is not official. My second will be... I'm going to have to say Biscotti.
Biscotti.
Ooh. And when I say biscotti, so you gotta see, you gotta see real biscotti. Like you gotta say it like that though.
Biscotti.
You gotta say it like that.
That sounds like a nigga that can't say
that. I'm talking about silver. I'm talking about silver hairs.
Silver hairs.
Silver and purple. Just beautiful.
No, I ain't never had.
And then I'm gonna have to round it off with some Girl Scout cookie, man.
Facts. Yo, to me, Girl Scout is like the shit. My fault. Continue. I mean, it is.
I have to round it off with the Girl Scout.
If there was a top five, it would be there.
That's why I put it number first when I said number one, Girl Scout. Best shit I've smoked in a long ass time.
Again,
besides the first time I ever hit Sour Diesel. I was out in Philly. Y'all remember when it was like, I want to say, like, not 10, like, was it 12 feet? Was it 12 inches of snow? Yeah, it was like a foot of snow. It was like a foot of snow outside. I want to say a foot, 2 feet. Bro, I'm smoking outside because, one, I'm in college and I'm at my mom's crib and she is not condoning me smoking weed at this time because I just failed out and shit.
Mean, my
but, yeah, long story short, dog, I'm outside. It's cold. It's brick as fuck out here, bro. And I hit this joint, and as soon as I hit it, my feet went numb and they started melting in the snow.
Like, is that what you felt like?
No. That's what it felt like to me. But Nick,
he was melting in
like,
the snow.
It just felt like my feet was like just pushing down in the snow, like just slowly. Like yo, it was cold as hell outside, but I felt that hot that night.
Oh, let me tell y'all this then. So that first time we talked about was the first time with my brother, and like I really, like I said, I didn't react to it well. Didn't really want to do it again. My brother
on some traumatic shit.
Not on no traumatic shit. Like I said, I was a bitch. Like my brother was like, you know what I mean? Shit. Stop being a bitch. You know what I mean? And I was like, nah, I'm a nerd back then.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you weren't no bitch.
So I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go to school and I'm gonna do everything I need to do.
Little Jimmy.
Like, yo, Jimmy Neutron ass. Yeah. That's what he used to call me, yo, Jimmy Neutron ass. So we, I get to school, and I wasn't smoking. I was doing everything I needed to do. Mm-hmm. All my shit got burnt up. All my shit got burnt up in the grease fire and shit. Like, only thing that I got was, like, this jacket that y'all see wearing, my brother gave me. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's something I got to keep from that joint. Yeah. I moved in with this dude. Shout out to OG. Don't want to say his name on podcast, but shout out to Big N up in that bitch. He was a boss. He never went to class. He had all the snacks, the food. His mom and dad owned the diner over there. So he had it. So when I moved in with him, you know, I'm still like wet behind the ears, young dummy. Right.
Still got the breast milk around your lip.
But see, I not like that. I was dipping my wine. I'm talking about just as far as like smoking weed and all that. Nah, just and really partying. Oh, so he was like, yo man, come in my room. I'm like, nah, B, I'm not with that. Like, you know, I want to do my work. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to school. I want to be smart. This, that, and the third. I'm still smart. Don't get me wrong. But I look at it differently now. Yo, I go in there with this man. He starts pulling out the shits, the pipes, the papers.
I was never a big fan of pipes.
You know what I mean? Me neither. And this is why I always thought
it came too close to hitting the rock.
Like,
I always thought it came too close.
Y'all niggas.
I always thought it came too close. I feel as though if you can smoke. I feel as though if you can smoke out of a pipe or a bong, you can smoke a crack rock. That's how I feel.
Man, all right, bro. Hold on, because you don't kill my story yet. I got to get there. This is when I knew it, like. Mm-hmm. Getting smoked out was, cause I was in that joint. He was like, here go the bong. Like, this joint was black. Mm-hmm. It had the translucent and gold and purple colors on it. It was cool, dog. Kobe. Yo, I pulled the joint. He like, yo, you're not hitting it right. You burning my weed up. Everybody keeps saying this to me. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at him like, yo, bro, what are you talking about? Right. So then he goes, this how you do it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, all right.
When the smoke disappeared, that shit is real.
I said, and stretched in his little recliner though, because I told you he had it all. He was big pimping at this private school. I went to private school.
Okay.
He was big pimping though.
So that's crazy. Looking back when we first started, did you ever think cannabis will be a booming business like it is today?
Looking back when we first started, I thought this shit was dangerous as fucking coke. How they tried to make this shit sound bad.
Failed prayer of the program. Dare program.
Fuck there, nigga.
But none now
teach us shit but how
but
to
now but look but look look what comes out. Oh, the medical resources. Mm-hmm. How it helps people.
Well,
how
I'm gonna say this.
Turns it into pills and oil for people with cancer.
CBDs for pain and stuff like that for people pain, who have joint pain and diabetes.
Exactly.
But I wanna touch on something you just said. Like they it's one of the joints that's prescribed for people with like that PTSD shit, because like, and I don't mean to say that PTSD shit and say it like that. I'm not saying it in an ignorant way. I'm saying for people that suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. It actually, I see how it would, because it's an endocrine disruptor. Like the wavelengths of your brain, I learned this in biology, whatever in college. I actually learned something from my little failing ass. Like, it's an endocrine disruptor. Where endocrines are, those are the neurons, or rather, that control your feelings in your brain. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when the weed go through your body, it replaces all the feelings that you would normally feel, like anger, depression, compassion, or hunger, whatever, and it attaches, and it's like THC, and that's when you get the you know what I'm saying?
The release of the dopamine.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly, and all the other extra shit, and like, yo, that's
how you, but you know what you just explained?
What's that?
In a nutshell, addiction, and how it works.
Yeah.
That sounds bad, but
it does,
and it is, and that's why, you know, as somebody smoking weed for
for 10 plus years. I do not advocate it for young kids. I don't advocate it if you don't understand what it is and what you're doing.
What you're getting yourself
into.
You know
what I'm saying? Because it is a...
And what you're doing it for.
Right.
Don't listen to your peers, man.
Don't be a follower.
Don't be a follower.
Be a leader. That's for real.
Because at the end of the day, if this is not something you know and something you're used to, if this is not something you know and something you're used to, you will and can be easily misguided.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be ended up smoking that wacky weed and end up somebody...
losing your mind.
Chasing somebody, screaming in the street, I will not self-destruct.
Just chasing, chasing.
No disrespect to my man Kendrick.
And I'm glad...
That was a great reference.
I'm glad you actually brought it up, Ace, because I didn't know how to tie it in. But I wanted to talk about PTSD.
Okay.
It's been on my mind lately, and me and Stu was talking about it earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, and definitely. I want to know your opinion, you guys' opinion on it.
Okay. I'm here for it.
PTSD is something... We all suffer from most people, and most people don't even know they suffer from PTSD. And it's crazy because majority of the people that suffer from PTSD never been in a major hands-on
treatment
or a street situation to. Really
experience
PTSD, but
traumatic experience.
They're living around a bunch of traumatic shit.
Yeah.
They're suffering from PTSD.
I like that.
Right. And in a nutshell, I wanted to ask this. That kid that goes to school, that's not in the streets, that basketball player or that football player,
or that robotics kid.
Or that robotics kid, or that chess mathematical player. Genius, or that chess player. Are they wrong for wanting to protect themselves and carry a weapon?
Can I answer that honestly?
Yes.
I don't want to say, I went to school when I went, my aspiration was to become a video game designer because I used to love to draw. That got replaced by weed. That's none of nobody's business. I fuck that. Anyway, long story short, what I'm saying is I wasn't a street nigga. I'm fully aware of that. Now, mind you, I'm 6 foot something in high school, 300 and at this time, 370 pounds solid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm all of 17, like going into 18, not a street nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, fuck, I'll take it back when I was a freshman, 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm witnessing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, and I'm not a violent dude because I don't want to be that way. I'm a loving bull. But niggas coming at you this, then you ain't this, that, and the third if you ain't doing this, that, and the third. Or if you ain't on this type of bracket, you ain't holding this type of caliber. And it's like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So... With that, it's like, motherfuckers always, people come at you. When they find out that you a genuine, kind-hearted person, that's when the wolves come out. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, I'm not prey, yo. Like, yo, I'm no bitch. Like so I used to carry a knife with me, dog. Like, I never got into the straps. I never got into the guns. That wasn't my thing. I like cutting the motherfucker, dog. I used to like slicing shit.
Well, you to never me? Incriminate myself. But I'm going to just say this. I went to school downtown.
Like, facts!
You know what I mean? Right. I know what it is. Like, I had to come all the way from downtown. And then I had to go to basketball practice in South Philly and then come all the way back up to West Philly before the street lights was on. Then if they was off, you know what I'm saying?
I bought my knives in school, bro.
I'm not saying nothing, bro. I'm not saying anything about anything. I'm just saying, like, I know what it is.
See, at the end of the day, you know what I feel like, and nobody really want to say it because nobody really want to come to terms with the world we living in. It's the hunt and the hunted.
Fact.
Like.
As you said earlier, it's the wolves and the rabbits.
And it's sad and it's fucked up that, you know, a person that never been in the streets, that never been involved in that, that don't even have that on their mind. have to feel as though they have to carry a weapon in order to protect themselves. But let's be real. Do you want to be caught with it or without it?
Ooh.
Like, because at the end of the day, it ain't no morals in the street shit no more.
It really ain't.
Like,
these brothers out here killing and women, children.
They'll kill you just because you mothers, from this fucking fathers. Block. And you not even active.
Not even claiming color.
Not like, even tapped in.
Like,
and let's be real. We are one of the murder... Like, we are one of the top murdering cities right now. We don't... And we on the East Coast. We don't gangbang.
We don't. That's not even over here. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's not reputable over here, yo. Like,
it's like, what's really... What's really the problem at the end of the day? Do you really blame that child for wanting to get a gun?
No. He want to survive.
Like,
at the end of the day, it's survival, bro.
But my thing, let me say this before we get into survival, because there's a lot of it for me now, is a lot of people got fear in their heart, and they scared. And that's why ninjas is dying out here, B. Mm-hmm. It ain't because... senseless gang violence, senseless violence. It's because people scared that they pulling the gun before deep.
They pull before they
can even come to some type of resolution because they don't even know how to talk to it.
It's fear, bro.
It's not about being hood, being respected. Right. They scared. No disrespect to anybody, but it's fear,
but
bro.
But that's if what it is.
If
your
you
eyes
can't
open.
Come to a man and look at a man close enough, that's
right.
Fear. But that's fear on both sides, and it's the mental trap.
Right.
And it's the mental trap, and they got, you know, with this, it's going senseless violence, mental trap. I ain't going to get into it, man. Red pill or the blue pill. Y'all gonna ask for it, man. We be stuck in the matrix.
That's real.
That's real.
At the end of the day, it's like, do you really have a choice? Like, cause you don't have a choice, you do, but you don't. Cause at the end of the day, in the back of your mind. You that kid going to school, oh, damn, 5 motherfuckers got killed?
What?
In my neighborhood? This past week? I knew 2 of these motherfuckers.
Right.
I grew up with Lil Reg. I played basketball with Boo Boo and them. Damn, they got killed?
When they found over there in the ditch, yeah.
Damn, they found Lil Raheem body in the ditch. Right around the corner from my house. I just was talking to him last night.
What if you didn't?
Y'all tripping. I'm getting me a gun. Like, yo, this how they think.
I kind of want to spin it. I want to spin your question. Like, because these are real, real things. These ain't just scenarios that we just making up. These are things that are happening out here. Like, what if you, that innocent kid that's going to school... You into the school thing. You into trying to get better.
It happened every day.
Find a way.
It happened every day.
You chilling with your mans, and he took the street route. Y'all went different paths, but y'all still tight because y'all with each other. But you see your mans get robbed. Now I've never been on that end. You feel me? But there's plenty of people who have.
But you know what? But you want to know some real shit. If your man was your man, he'll tell you don't even hang around me. If your man was your man, he'll tell you, bro, no, man, I'm hot. You know how many times I wanted to chill with my big homie? Like, nigga, go home.
Right.
What is you doing out here anyway? Go home.
I got to go.
That's facts.
It ain't about being too tough. It's about being real. And if your homie refused to leave, you give your homie a gat. You make sure he can protect himself. Like. But at the end of the day, let's move all that street shit out the bubble. Like,
okay.
Because at the end of the day, let's get back to it. PTSD is real, and there ain't no morals out here.
Real.
And say I'm in the street and I'm hanging with y'all, and they know y'all not in the street. Y'all think they when they come through and shoot, they not going, wait. Stu and Ace not in the street. They not street niggas. We ain't going to shoot them.
They aiming at everything. They laying everything.
You tripping. Y'all out there with me.
Right. Right.
That's real. That's real.
No, that's real shit, dog. Yo, bullets don't got no name, bro. Like, that shit don't got nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it should be crazy out here, bro. It's really crazy living in the shit we live in. Like, you don't, like you said, you don't even got to get shot at to get PTSD. Like, people are getting shot at. People are getting dropped left and right. Kids is getting hit. Women is getting hit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Women are dying at a rapid rate out here, bro. Like, it's scary out here.
You want to know how I know? I'm going to get y'all, I'm about to fuck with y'all head real quick. And I'm going to fuck with y'all heads too, our listeners. And I guarantee our listeners going to agree. And they suffer from it too. When y'all walking down the street or getting out your car, y'all make sure that house key ready to go in that door, don't y'all? Facts. Y'all make sure before y'all get out that car, that house key ready to go in that door, don't y'all? Facts. Y'all know why? Fear. Yeah. I'm not about to become no victim out here.
Right. That's 100%.
It's people out here hungry. And they right. hunting.
Right.
I'm going to make sure this motherfucking key ready to go in this door so I can make it home to my kids.
Dog.
And I can go to work tomorrow.
Is this, yo, on some real shit, it's crazy. Is this Chris Rock old comedy special? I forget what it is. This is like 96. Brother was in the all black suit. And he said this one thing that always stuck, like, it stuck out on my head, and that, like, it helped me grow up. Like, not even grow up, but it stuck with me as I grew up. He's like, yo, when I go to the ATM, I'm not worried about the media. People think that niggas worried about the media when they go out. You think I give a fuck about y'all taking me some pictures? Some shit like that. And I'm not, like, verbatim. But he's like, when I go to the ATM, I'm not checking. I'm not looking behind me for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Like, you know, and excuse me, ninjas. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's real. Like you just said, people hungry out here, bro. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing out here. You can't go to the ATM. You can't go to the store. You can't even go to church, bro. People getting laid in the church, bro. Like, what the hell is going on out here, bro? Bro, it's broad daylight. People getting killed out here, bro.
I
want
to take a step back, though, and not put everything. And not put PTSD in just in a shooting or like. Right. Street violence or hood or neighborhood violence, light,
and talk
just
to him.
And just put it in a light of where else PTSD could come from because
various different
angles
like you said earlier, there's a lot of variables.
A lot of variables that can contribute to that. For example, like you know, physical, mental,
verbal,
any type of abuse. You know, could provoke or create symptoms of PTSD, and even your job could create PTSD or you know work requirements. For example, like serving in the military, a lot of veterans come home
shout
with PTSD
veterans,
and not
shout out to them vets.
Standing or negative on the military, but yeah, watch your loved ones that come home. You know what I mean? I got homies that I love to death. That I know deal with PTSD, and I'm always there for them. Like, but definitely, cause I suffer from it myself.
So I got friends out there that deal with it. Like you said, it comes from various situations. Like, and not even to be vulgar, treacherous situations from a sick motherfucker's perspective. And that's all I'ma say for that. But like, still, like you know what I'm saying? That and that creates PTSD. That puts shit in people's mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just real. Like, it doesn't just come from just being shot at or, like you said, the hood shit or just being out here fighting or whatever. Like, it comes from a lot of things, internal things. Like I said, verbal, physical, mental. Like, I mean, it's, like you said, I probably suffer from the shit and don't even know it. Amen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some real, I done been through some things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no doctor. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna die. No, you know what I mean?
Say to all of this, you know, about PTSD and bringing it to the front, to the surface, is the one thing that we do and can choose in at this time, day and age, you know, is to get some help. And it's a lot of free resources out there to go get some help and some therapy.
Yes, it
to
is.
To deal with it, like, in any symptoms and experiences, like, when you feel like, you know, high anxiety, you start to you know, feel like not yourself. And that's not normal. That's not normal. You think you need to go see somebody? Please do. Like, right. For real. In this day and age, you got the opportunity to go see somebody and get some help. And not necessarily fix, because there's not a fix, but, you know, learn how to cope with the symptoms.
Yeah, before it eats you up.
Before it eats you up.
That's the best. I think that's really the best advice you can give somebody, bro. Like, not even on, like, some super biased shit. Like, that's, like, yo, if you really think that you out here, yada yada, and you going through something, you think you're the only, not, go talk to somebody. That could be the best thing for you. Because so many people out here are losing their lives and potential to not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Not tapping into that potential. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just reaching out. Not many people had that person to reach out to these days, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of shady shit going on. So, like, just, like, seek professional help. Like, if you got to. Like, at all costs, protect your inner peace. You know what I'm saying? For real.
But, yeah, in a nutshell, man, to wrap that up, I just want to say, in a nutshell, I want to say, you know, get help, you know. Always talk to somebody. Don't let it stay in, bottle up, you know. But yeah, you know, I definitely wanted to get into that, touch on that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good joke. I like your standpoint on that, bro. I like where you came with that. Some good shit, because sometimes people just don't talk about what's real.
And I want to just pull it out. I feel like now we need to, like, you know, kind of get back. This was kind of a real straightforward, rigid, tough talk to have, but fun at the same time.
Gripping.
So now let's talk about PTSD in the 9+10 realm of things.
And I
know my God. Man Bino don't want to have this conversation, but I think it's about time.
Oh, shit.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I think my man Dante Wilder came away with PTSD.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
You bitch.
You dirty motherfucker.
In that fight against Tyson Fury.
Oh!
He came away with Devontae Wilder. Devontae Wilder, excuse me, I don't got no respect on that. But
I ain't even.
He
see
came
it.
Away with. Did he, man?
Yeah.
And I waited to set him up to have this conversation.
And I was gonna say this shit. This motherfucker been trying to get me all week to talk about this bullshit, like. Like, I knew. Like, I had a fucking feeling.
I just had a hunch. Just
and I'm going to give Dante Wilder
what do you want,
our 9+10 first.
9+10.
Just simply because.
Is the dickhead of the day.
Dante gets the 9+10?
Devontae Wilder.
Mr. Wilder, the bronze bomber.
The bronze
Let's
bomber.
Let's put some respect on his name.
The 9+10
motherfuckers, man.
I like it.
He had nerve to come out as a physically trained athlete and blame his loss on the equipment that he was wearing.
Oh my God!
And I can't say I can get in there and do anything that man can do.
Right.
No disrespect to what that man is doing. But at the end of the day, you're not gonna get my man props over here in this corner that came out and whooped your ass.
Yo, listen, I'm gonna keep it all the way
your ass.
From the highlights that I seen, Tyson Fury changed his whole. If y'all watched any of his previous fights, he fights southpaw. So he fights with his left hand down. You know what I'm saying? And he got his little joint. He does that little weird ass move. This joint, he had his hands up, but he had it in like an old school mummy joint. And he just kept pop.
Just let me know when y'all done. Just let me know when I can talk.
And I'm not done.
Because I gotta
analyze the fight before his perspective comes across. Because he is what I can say. He does know a little bit more about boxing since he has, you know, participated in the sport. Your boy not as
I train, but I'm
not. A little bit not, more no, about no, boxing. I have you hear this disrespectful motherfucker?
I'm going to go. Because I have sports knowledge.
Golden Gloves winner.
Hold on. But I have sports you got knowledge.
Two times.
You got respect
and analytics and stats.
You got respect.
Oh, I get it.
Golden Gloves winner. Two times.
But he has to respect my opinion because nine times out of ten, and this is why I'm calling it the 9 plus 10.
What's 9 plus 10?
I'm right when it comes to prediction in sports and just paying attention to just how things go. Because
are you something like a prophet?
No, I am not. I just pay attention to the patterns and the intangibles that
this
people have.
This motherfucker Apollo Creed trainer, right?
Look,
here.
I'm not, but I just pay attention. I gotta get it across because he knows. He knows. He knows we've been down for years. He know what's up.
Just let me know when I could talk.
I'm not done yet because I called this.
Oh, shit.
I called this knockout in the first one. I said after the first one, Dante Wilder looked like a kid against that boy. He just looked like he was wildly swinging. He don't got no skill, no base to his game.
He got no swing.
He got swing in his bat. That man got swing in his bat. He just ain't got no accuracy, no discipline, no, none of this oomph. You know, that Tyson Fury came out looking for blood, and that's what he got. He was over there licking that man.
Can he talk?
That thing tasted good. Let the man but go talk. Ahead, I'm going to let him talk because he's over there.
Go ahead.
He's over here.
God dang.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say.
Lord Jesus.
Neither one of these motherfuckers ever been in the middle of that fucking ring, okay?
I'm not.
These are spectators, okay? Now, at the end of the day, I'm going to say this. I am a fan of Dante Wilder, because you know this. Mm-hmm. And I said this as a fan. Dante Wilder has no technique.
Zero.
He knows he is not a boxer. He is a brawler.
Okay.
Dante Wilder is a box is a brawler, not a boxer. Now, at the end of the day, we're not going to downplay that the fact this man knocked out 48 motherfuckers. We're not about to do this on this platform right now. We're not about to do this. And at the end of the day, no. I'll let you talk. I'll let you talk. This is my time. Now, as I was saying, we're not going to downplay that this man knocked out 48 motherfuckers. Now, at the end of the day, he knocked him out in the first one. He knocked him down in the first one. I'm sorry. I'm going to correct it because I know you want to say something. He knocked him down in the first one.
You are passionate.
Now, when he came in this fight, I can see Tyson Fury. He was more polished.
Right.
I seen him. That's what I'm saying. I seen that. And I'm going to give him his just due as a man, as a boxer. One boxer to another. You see what I'm saying? He a professional. I never made a professional. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it up to him. At the end of the day, it's a video out here that will show you specifically.
Oh shit! Wait him
and zoom in.
I'm so glad you didn't say Pacific.
The actual punches that were affecting and hitting Dante Wilder. Now I'm not the one to say the fight had some fishy shit going on.
I didn't see it.
I'm not going to be the guy that says that. I'm not going to be the guy that says that. Because I'm going to be honest with you. No, I'm going to be all the way real. You know what I said when I seen the fight? And I was watching it live? You know what I said?
What?
I said, this motherfucker got paid to throw this fight.
Oh, shit.
This is what I said. And this a boxing bull. I said, this punk motherfucker got paid to throw this fight. No, this bitch ass motherfucker did. Another black man was about to be 50-0. Facts. I ain't about to touch on that, the politics, but I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do all that. Because at the end of the day, it's already one black man that's 50-0 that everybody wanted to see lose.
True.
Cough, cough. But anyway,
cough.
With that being said, great job to Tyson Fury.
Yo, he did his thing.
I like the fact that you came out. You got a little kinky with licking that man. It's cool.
He licked the man?
Yeah, he licked him all on his neck. Ew. You know what I'm trying to give him a passion mark. Kinky white boy. But it's cool. At the end of the day, a loss is a loss. Dante Wilder still is one of the top heavyweights in the world.
For real.
Y'all can't take that from him.
At all. Hold on. Can I say that I'm not negatively speaking on this man?
I'm not.
No, I just want to do this for the critics.
I'm not a critic either.
And the people that wanted to see my man fall.
Okay, right. You can say that. Fuck them.
Because at the end of the day, let's be real. Y'all wanted them to lose.
No, wait.
You wanted them to lose. And the only thing, I'm going to be real. And as I was saying before, he has no technique. You know what saved Dante Wilder? He is freakishly fucking strong.
Now listen to what I'm saying. This is where I put my standpoint, and I stand my ground. I watch Dante Wilder, bro. I like the nigga. I agree that he does not have any technique, but I also agree that he is freakishly strong.
That right hand is vicious. Like that right hand is deadly, bro.
That shit knocks the sweat off a mother. That shit knocks the sweat off your body, dog.
Like that right hand is crazy.
On some shit, the motherfucker is strong.
But you know what it is?
I respect him, bro.
When I seen the highlights of the fight, I'm going to be real. Tyson Fury boxed him. He got him frustrated. He got him out, and I'm going to give him his credit. He boxed him. He became he boxed him.
And like, he did not know what to do with that. That's from what I seen.
He got upset, and he lost his cool, and he started swinging wildly. And Tyson Fury was picking his shots, and that body shot was really what did it. That left to the kidney will really, it changed the fight and it changed the whole tune.
I gotta watch this fight because I'm late.
From a spectator, as Beano likes to put it, from a spectator's point of view, like I said.
Oh, hey, spectator, let me hit pop.
He was just clearly outboxed because he's knocked out a lot of good boxers.
Yes.
Just with his sheer power and determination to win.
Have you eaten? Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. With his determination and willpower, you know what I'm saying?
I have. Okay. Go ahead. I heard you, cuz. With his sheer will and
determination. And I know it's a lot of upset boxers
who
watch the show. And thought, like, man, maybe I could have did that to him. But no, you could not. Mm-mm. You could not. You are not a 7-foot juggernaut, because that's what that man is.
Oh, gosh. Now hold just on. A wait, juggernaut. No, wait,
let me finish what I'm saying. You got to be a tank to stand in front of that. You got to understand what he was doing.
He
was really like, go ahead, I'm going to take this. But you're going to take all this, boy.
He was Napa to what's that, 10?
Well, if you want to put a Dragon Ball Z reference on it, yes.
I got glasses, I'm a nerd, gotta do that.
But they stopped the fight. They stopped the fight.
I just want to get back to this because he said that people wanted to see him lose. No. I just wanted it to go on record.
Of him losing?
No. I wanted it to go on record that he wasn't actually skilled. Like, Floyd Mayweather
is very skilled.
And that's why I love boxing.
Okay. Like,
Floyd Mayweather made me love boxing. Matter of fact, I'm sorry.
Mike Tyson made me love boxing.
I can't say that. It was Roy Jones that drew
me. Let's talk to him. Let's talk to him. You know what I mean? If you want to talk about boxing, you can talk about Roy Jones Jr. And
sold my heart now, into boxing.
You know what?
And then it was the Tyson highlights.
We friends
after
again.
I seen him still owling off a hangover, which made me go watch the Tyson highlights. Yo. Because I wasn't old enough to watch Tyson. As a matter of fact, back in the day, if you grew up from, and when I grew up back in the day, they used to shoot your cable box off and put on court TV on your TV when the fight was on, so that you couldn't sneak and watch it if you had illegal cable. But that's what we had, because niggas wasn't paying for shit.
Yeah. But no, yo, like, at the end of the day, bro, I really feel like I can speak on this. Fuck that, because, you know, I can do what I want. Speak on. Yo, Devontae Wilder, bro, yeah, not a boxer. Been in the ring. Freakishly strong. I just like his presence in the ring. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what he brings behind him. Like, you know what I mean? But I just wish he had more technique. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, if you get that footwork down, you'd be a fucking problem, bro.
Well, you know, Floyd offered to train him. Wait, no real shit. Like, dead ass? Like, no, I dead know, ass. I'm about to say, I really Floyd, don't know a lot of shit. Floyd but, said, yeah. And I quote, if I train him, he can win.
Bro.
He could beat him.
What if Floyd Mayweather trained, and that's not even no cocky shit. If Floyd Mayweather were to train Devontae Wilder, that would be one scary motherfucker in the ring, bro. This is
it. They two different weight classes.
But this is what's going to happen.
But you get that footwork together, bro.
Would you put it with your Jones? What you going to do when the pressure's on?
You turn that brawler into an orthodox?
What you going to do when the pressure on? Are you going to revert and go back to your old ways and start swinging all stupid and get your dumb ass knocked out?
Okay, nah, I ain't going for it. Nah, that,
you going to be out of place?
I can see that. But
get embarrassed.
Because at the end of the day, do you think when that pressure on,
adjust the new stuff? Like,
I mean, at the end of the day, he's been fighting like that for so long.
Right. Do you believe you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks, baby.
You can teach him ways to get around it, though.
I just think.
When that, as Stu said, and as I said, Wilder's my guy. That's my guy. But as Stu said, I gotta agree with him, man. Like
jungle juice. When
if Floyd do that, if he does train with Floyd and he get that technique down,
that's
when the pressure's on. And when listen though, when the pressure's on, he will be a gorilla. But when the pressure's on. And he get punched in his mouth a few hard ass times.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna revert back to, you know what? I got this crazy ass right hand. I'm about to start swinging this motherfucker. See, the whole thing about it, Dante Wilder, he's strong as shit, but he swings wild as shit. Mm.
So his name
he swings wild as shit, bro.
So do you think he's like more along the lines of a updated George Foreman? Is that what you're trying to say?
George Foreman had precision. I will never disrespect George Foreman like that. Because George Foreman had precision with his punches and he knew where the fuck he was aiming when he punched.
I just asked the question.
When George Foreman went to knock you the fuck out, he placed that shit on your jaw. He went to knock you the
fuck out.
He put that shit on your jaw.
He knew that thing was coming.
He wasn't swinging.
And you seen it too.
He wasn't swinging a crazy ass right hand and coming over with the left and then swinging. Swinging another right. When he swung that right, that shit nailed you, and you sat the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He wasn't doing nothing for George.
I just asked because I went to the brawl, one of my favorite brawler boxers in the
you game. Gotta understand George Foreman didn't move around as much as Dante Wilder did.
Okay, true.
George Foreman's style of boxing was called the mummy.
Right.
Like.
Right.
He ain't moving around for real. He was more so defense. All right, but he gonna keep coming towards you. He just a big ass body coming towards you. So of course your first reaction is, "Oh, I gotta get this big motherfucker out of my face. I'm gonna swing."
Get him off, man.
But the whole time, his shit covered like this. He eating that shit. What are you doing? Then he gonna do this big gorilla shit, push you on the jaw, and start drawing on you. That was boxing back then. See, Dante Wilder, he liked to dance around a little bit because you know why? He don't want to have that Floyd aspect. He run around. He do this, that, and the third. At the end of the day, Floyd is a motherfucking goat. Y'all can say he run around. Y'all can say he do this, that, and the third.
It's a master. But at the end of the day,
he's a master. He is fucking Mr. Me. He is Ip Man of this goddamn boxing shit. Like.
Yeah. Put some respect on that.
And with that being said, let's get into the, what's 9 plus 10?
Listen, I got it. I don't give a fuck. I'm saying on this platform, I stand on it, I witnessed it. Old white people, I'm getting specific. Old white people, y'all have got...
Remind you, that's Ace talking.
Ace the face of Aristotle, if you must. You can go to my page, you can say whatever the hell you want. If you're old and white and I know you, I hope I'm not talking to you because I hope you have more sense than this shit. Dog, I'm at this Wendy's, dog. It's this old white guy. Now, mind you, you got this goddamn, what's that, thermos? Yeah, like, you know, the personal cups, the coffee joint. And I'm about to, you know, I purchased a drink. I'd like to go, you know, receive my beverage. Nonetheless, this motherfucker takes the lid off of his joint, puts it under the dispenser, but it's touching the motherfucker. Like, you, like, it's in the red flag automatically. Your lips is all on that joint. I don't know whose ass you ate because you might be a freak. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, but that happens. So I'm, that's red flag number one. Number two, this motherfucker gets ice and grabs it with his hand because the ice is too big to fit in the thermos. But he's grabbing the shit off the nozzle, bro. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Like, now I'm like, hey, yo, you gotta be kidding me. I'm looking at the people behind the counter like, yo, am I the only one that sees this? Am I the only one that's watching this? And I actually was, because it was like me, my girl, and this white guy in the store. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, I cannot be. I just heard about how that shit spreads from people coughing, touching. He's sniffling. He's fucking sniffling. That shit ain't adding up. So as he's done doing his thing, I kindly, he sees me, see him. And I watch him, and he goes off, and I stand in my spot. And as he turns around, I notice there's a spray bottle right over there by the lids. I kindly grab that motherfucker, and you would have thought that I worked in this bitch. I start spraying that. I sprayed the fucking screen. I sprayed the nozzle. And I was like, man, fuck, I'm just cleaning the goddamn. I cleaned the whole interior. I wound up wiping the motherfucking outsides and shit. And he's watching me do so, and I glance at him for 10 seconds. And then I get back to wiping the joint. And then I get my beverage. And I'm like, these motherfuckers crazy. I walk over to, we eating the food. Babe, give me a hand sanitizer because these motherfuckers out here coughing on shit. And I ain't even trying to die. I'm just not with this. I don't want to be the first nigga to die from coronavirus. I'm tired of this shit. I don't want to do it. So that's my non-plus. I'm tired of this shit. Do better out here. Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
And you know what?
Have some hygiene.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, man. I got to do it to him.
Oh, shit.
I think I gotta do it to him.
Fuck it.
To you in America.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why
and me? And all of the other idiots.
Do it.
I'm an idiot.
Do it. Do it. I know what you about to say. Do it.
That are do now it. Like moving into this like, oh, we gotta wash our motherfucking hands and be extra clean.
Fuck you.
And try to save the environment. Because of the fucking coronavirus.
I wish you motherfuckers could see me.
I wish y'all motherfuckers won. Oh, yeah?
Y'all should get y'all ass slapped.
What about the motherfucking
that's weed,
swine y'all. Flu?
That's weed. That's not
what about the flu itself? It's not scary enough for you motherfuckers?
Now motherfuckers care about hygiene like, and shit.
Yo, wait,
now motherfuckers care.
Hold on.
You know how many times this motherfucker walked in that same motherfucking Wendy's or
yo,
whatever
wait,
he was
right,
at?
Wait.
And motherfuckers
seen motherfuckers multiple
and
times.
Got me fucked up.
And then walked this big ass over there and got us some nuggets.
Get out of here. But wait a minute. Walk through the same motherfucking door as this sniffling motherfucker.
Hey, yo, first of all,
I'm getting America out of here. I'm telling you. Because I seen him. I seen you.
Y'all don't see me on the regular.
I saw the lady at Popeye's the other day. Stop. You gotta stop.
I'm not just saying this shit because of the coronavirus. I work in the kitchen. I am a very sanitized and clean motherfucker. Okay? I'm just saying this shit, period. All I'm saying is, okay, so supposedly we got this new shit going on. Like, and I clearly,
I just want America to be aware.
I clearly blame them for the spread of it. I don't give a fuck. I said that. I stand on that. I clearly did it. But anyway, what I'm saying is with this shit, you would think people would just be more hygiene friendly.
Exactly. But we're here already. But it's 2020. We should have been there.
That's
kind of what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Let's be real. Motherfucker got four.
My man was spreading that shit because he's been doing that shit for years. He's been spreading hepatitis B because he's mad.
Ew.
Oh shit.
In a nutshell, man, y'all gotta watch your hygiene.
Be more careful. Please be careful out here. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. When you go in public bathrooms, please use the soap. It's there for your use. Wash your hands. Use toilet paper. Use sanitizer. Just be clean, motherfuckers. The
soap is there.
It's free, motherfucker. God damn.
Because do you not remember the dirty-ass Wendy's from downtown that we used to
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh, my God.
If you didn't think that you were going to die in that Wendy's every day that you walked in there, but we went in there every day to get nuggets and fries and
Frosties.
Yo, and that... Oh, my...
Oh,
Shit.
Yo, you're right. You're right. Yeah. I'm just saying. I just happened to just notice some shit. Nah, you're right. Because that was man. The homeless motherfuckers on the outside. Yo. The homeless motherfuckers on the inside. Then the people behind the counter.
It was
God bad. Damn. That it was bad. Yo, them bathrooms was terrible. It was
terrible.
Oh, shit. Yo, we really did that.
Yo,
just to wrap it up, man, we just going to be out here to say, yo, people, be out here. Make sure y'all continue being safe and wash your goddamn hands because y'all kill some goddamn body. This is Ace the Face saying we out. Bino, say we out.
We out.
Stu, say we out.
What? For real?
It's cool, we just getting started, baby. But you know what?
You don't gotta go home.
But you gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck up out of here.
Alright, y'all. Y'all be safe. Y'all have a blessed night. We holler at y'all. See y'all next week. Stay tuned for more. And once again, y'all can hit us at opinions.assholes, azzholes.speak@gmail.com. You can find me, Ace the Face Aristotle, on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can find us on various platforms and social media outlets. Take it easy, y'all. Y'all have a good night.